Good morning. This is Matt from the Hayward Lakes Visitors and Convention Bureau with your outdoor report for the week of February 20th. Steve Suman prepared this report for us. Well, the weather forecasts for this week are all over the place, but what they all have in common is snow. Since a lot of our trails and all of our lakes are down to bare ice, maybe some snow is just what we need to help us enjoy two more weeks of ice fishing and another month of snowmobiling and skiing. Let's just hope it's not too much. I'm rooting for 5 or 6 inches tops. American Birkebeiner Ski Race Week is going on this week, February 22nd through the 26th. And this event will affect Hayward area traffic patterns. To view parking information, hospitality zones, areas of interest, and road and street closures, visit Berkey.com and click on Getting Around During Berkey Week. For more information, call their office at 715-634-5025. Let's take a look at what the February 17th Travel Wisconsin Snow Report has to say about our area. Sawyer County trails are open, groomed, and in good condition with a base of 8 to 12 inches. The wooded trails are flat but with many icy spots. Rain and warm weather made hard and icy trail surfaces, so please ride with extreme caution. All lakes remain staked for riding with the exception of Lake Hayward. If you want to see what's been groomed and where the groomers are, go to your app store and check out the Groomer Tracking Systems app. Washburn County trails are open, groomed, and in fair condition with a base of 8 to 12 inches. Clam Lake and Ashland County area trails are open, groomed, and in fair condition, base of 8 to 12 inches. Be prepared for icy corners, hills, intersections, and bare spots. A 1 mile segment of Trail 8 near Clam Lake shares Forest Road 336 with vehicle traffic. So if you're in that section, please ride at the posted speed and in the same direction as traffic. Rusk County trails are open, groomed, and in poor condition. Their base is 8 to 12 inches. All trails are open and rideable, but very icy. And riders will have trouble keeping sleds cool without studs and ice scratchers. Expect groomers running throughout the latter half of the week. And that probably goes for all area counties. Skiers, the American Birkebeiner Trail remains closed February 19th through the 26th as crews prepare it for the big races. You can still ski on the 6 kilometers of trails at Berkey Ridge, just north of Sealy. And of course, there are the Hospital Trails and Rock Lake Trails, which are classic only, the Sealy Hills Trails and Maquonago and Cable North End Trails for all kinds of skiers. Let's get to the fishing report. Walleye action is slow to fair, but some anglers continue to catch fish. They are in or on deep basins, holes, and weed edges in the daytime. In low light conditions, like early morning and dusk, they move to shallower flats to feed. Walleye suckers, shiners, and fatheads on tip-ups, dead sticks, jigs, and jigging spoons are all getting them. Northern pike action is good to very good, with early morning and late afternoon hours being most productive. Fish are around weeds, weed lines, weed edges, points, and wherever there are panfish and baitfish concentrations. Northern suckers and shiners on tip-ups are working, and dead bait on the bottom will soon be effective as well. Crappie fishing is very good for anglers who can locate the schools, and electronics sure help. Fish are in deep basins and on drop-offs and weed lines. You'll probably be more productive if you take your scanner and auger and go after them, but it's also nice to sit in a heated shack with a radio and a cold beverage. There are all kinds of fishing styles in this big old goofy world. Baits of choice include crappie minnows, waxies, spikes, plastics, and gulp baits on small tungsten jigs and teardrops. The bluegill fishing's fair to good around shallow to mid-depth weeds and weed edges, with waxy spikes, plastics, and gulp baits on small jigs and teardrops. Perch fishing is improving as they're moving to deep weed edges and mud flats. Best offerings include crappie minnows, minnow bodies, minnow heads, and insect imitations on small spoons and jigs, and crappie minnows on tip-ups, tip-downs, and dead sticks. Well, let's look at some events and deadlines and whatnot. Fox raccoon hunting and trapping and coyote trapping seasons are all closed and have been closed since February 15th, so knock it off. Cottontail rabbit season closes on February 28th. The general inland fishing season is closing on March 5th, as are mink and muskrat trapping seasons. March 6th is going to be the full moon. On March 10th, there's a Women Fish Crappie Weekend at Deerfoot Lodge and Resort. It's going on from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. on the 10th. For more information, call Deerfoot at 715-462-3328. The Fat Bike Berkey is going on March 11th. More information on berkey.com. Daylight saving time begins at 2 a.m. on March 12th. That's when we turn our clocks ahead 1 hour. March 18th is the Shamrock Shuffle. Starts on Hayward's Main Street. They have 1K and 5K runs. And all the action starts at 11:45 a.m. They're having a free raffle after the race, too. Should be fun. Crow season's closing on March 20th. Early catch and release trout season is open now and is going on through May 5th. That's all I got. For more information on area events and activities, you can go to haywardlakes.com or haywardareachamber.com and check out our calendar of events. If you want to call us at the office, the chamber line is 715-634-8662. And the Hayward Lakes number is 715-634-4801. Kitty and I are awaiting your call. All right, well, let's get out and enjoy what we've got left of winter. Have a good week.